Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our trouble lies, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miss Eddie Bradford this morning, and come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. That's an old one right there for you. That's real what they call old school right there. And we thank God this morning for another Monday morning. And I often saw this lady with a group of older gospel singers, but I never knew her. I never knew what she sang. But this morning I found that. And it goes with our topic for today. And our topic is come and go with me. Come and go with me. And we're going to be talking about Jesus. And when he went and got disciples, he handpicked who he wanted to go with him. And he told them to come, you know, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. Because they were out there fishing. He saw the man over there taking the taxes, Matthew. He got Matthews to follow him. Went on and got Luke and John and different ones, James, the boys of Zebedee, and all of them. And they followed him. And he taught them. And he didn't just teach them, but he showed them by example what could happen if they would just come and go with him. Hallelujah. I'm grateful this morning. One day he called us. He called each of us and said, come, go with me. And he blessed us. And today we are fishers of men. Today we can witness to others to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. I feel all right there. He's not a selfish God. Yeah, he wished that none should perish. He don't want nobody to die in their sins. Because if you die in your sins, you're going to perish. If you live in the name of God, you're going to perish. Yeah. All that you could have, you won't have it. Because, see, people think the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, the most expensive luxury car, vacations in the Bahamas, in the Jamaica, in all these places, spending money like they want to spend, and they're just rich and all of this. They think that that's where it's at, but that will cause you to perish. But once you get God, once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he saved you. He sanctified you, set you aside unto himself, and he filled you with his spirit. Now, once we get this, we got great benefits. Woo! Great benefits, even on the earth. Now, we know when we go back with him, he's prepared a mansion for us. We'll walk on streets of gold. We'll have robes whiter than snow. Or it won't be no more crying or dying or frustration or stress. No more of any of that. No more sickness, pain, sadness. That's when we go back with him. But right here on the earth, why should I long for heaven? Why should I long for that place? Beautiful place. A place like no other place. But why should I long for it while I'm in the earth when Jesus is my portion? He's my all in all. A constant friend is he. He watches over the sparrows, the fields, the lilies. And I know he watches over me. And not only that, but he never leaves me. He's with me all the time, and he said that he would be with me until the end. The same Jesus that they hung him up, put the nails in his hands and his feet, making him carry his own cross up to Calvary's hill after they done beat him all night long and tortured him. They got somebody to help him the cross on up the hill. I think his name was Simon. I'm not sure about that. I got to look at it again. But they got someone to help him to put the cross on up the hill. And once he got up there, they stretched him out, put the nails in his hands and his feet. Hung him up on that cross with the nails in his hands and his feet and jarred that thing until it got down into the ground. And hang there. They come and picked at him, saying, you say you the king. And they put a crown of thorns on his head. I know that hurt. That just wasn't good enough for them. He asked for water. They gave him gall to drink, vendetta and nasty. And that wasn't good enough. They come back and they pierced him in his side, and out come blood and water. Yeah, this same Jesus. And this is who we want to go with today. This is who's saying, come and go with me. It's Jesus. Yeah. It's not me saying, come go with me. And even if you go with me, I'm going to lead you to him. So why not cut me out and go with him? Come and go with me. Hallelujah. He told them, boy, them sons of Zebedee, I'm going to make you fishers of men. How many want to be fishers of men today? I want to be a fisher that bring in the big harvest. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hey, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. But a harvest is plenteous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, his majesty. Oh, we bow down and praise you this morning. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Lord, it looked like nothing is happening. It just looked like one bad thing after the other. But you went away to prepare a place for us. That where you are, we'll be also one day. But Lord, right here on the earth, you can make us fishers. We can work while it's day. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we are asking you this morning that, Father, you send more laborers into the vineyard. But remember the labor that you called or chose us for. Stir up the gifts in us. Use the gifts in us that we can work unto you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. And Father, do it for every caller and every listener coming through the archives, the podcast, wherever they come through, God. Move today upon your people that we will work unto you while it's day. Father, when night comes, we can't see. Lord, when you crack the sky, it's no longer work time. So Father, we ask now while we have the time, allow us to know what you called us to, what you chose us for. You brought us forth unto you. You made us for your pleasure, but there's work to be done. And we thank you this day. We thank you for all you've done already today. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. Great and mighty things for us. And help us to see, help us to open our spiritual eyes, Father, that we can see the move of you. We hear about all of this stuff going on. But God, it don't affect us because we are your people. That's for the unbeliever. That's for those that are not in you and you're not in them. But God, we're your people. You're yet going to provide for us. You're yet going to take care of us. Whatever we need, you're yet going to supply it. For your almighty God that have all power, there's no higher power. Father, if we need money, you're going to supply it. If we need food, clothes, shelter, whatever it may be that your people need, you're going to supply according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. But Father, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and things with therein. So we're taken good care of. And Lord, I know you're able to use us in your service to bless your people. We know that you're able to allow us to know what you chose and called us for. Do it for us today, that we can get our work done. We don't want to hold your return up. But Lord, you're yet giving many a chance to get it right with you, to come to you. And Lord, we can work more to draw more unto you by lifting you up, that it don't hold you coming up. Hallelujah. For you coming back looking for your church without spot or wrinkle. Help us today, God. Help us today that you would iron all the wrinkles out of us, and that you would blot out every spot in us. Oh, we ask it this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, bless our family and friends, every household represented here. Lord, those coming through the podcast and the archives, whenever they hear this, bless their families near and far. Bless their friends near and far. Heal today, O God, those that are sick here in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they hear this music come on a little bit this morning, God, we ask that you would begin to touch and heal their bodies and allow them to know, oh God, that you did it for them. They are healed with your stripes, God, by your stripes. You're the God that healed all manner of sickness and disease. To ask and it'll be given. And we're asking for a total healing for each of us today. Those things that we shouldn't eat, those things that we shouldn't do, we're asking that you would give us a mind to remember not to do those things because you've already healed our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Father, bless those that are incarcerated. Bless those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people everywhere, preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus, and obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem this morning. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas everywhere, those that have to hide, God, those that can't mention your name. Father, we ask this morning that you would shield, protect them, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger, and grow them in you. Strengthen them in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that you continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy today, O God, for Father, you know what's best for us. Open every door unto us, every door that will bless us, every door that will work for our good. But Father, you said you won't withhold no thing, no good thing from us. And all things work together for our good. We love you. And Father, you called us to work. And we thank you today for obedience. We thank you for the spirit of obedience this morning. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up in the earth. Thank you, Lord, for no matter what come our way, you're there for us. All nothing hard for you to do. With man, it's impossible. With you, Father, Almighty God that have all the power, nothing is impossible with you. This morning for your people, like never before this day, oh God. For every day is a new day, because this is the day that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice and be glad in this day, all because you made it, all because you're on our side. Hallelujah. All because you're for us. You said we could cast our care upon you, for you careth for us. If you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. So we thank you this morning. And Father, we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Hallelujah. No weapon that is formed against us this day and no other day shall prosper. Hallelujah. Again, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. And Father, we can do all things through your Son Jesus. Who strengthen us. Help us today. Help us today to remember these things and to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us today to walk in your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. That we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. We ask all of this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we bless you this morning. We lift you up, for Father, you're going to draw. Hallelujah. You're going to draw. But if you don't draw, they can't come. And Father, we want to lift you up that you will draw today, for you wish not to perish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the hour like no other hour. This is the hour that believer can be saved, but we must believe. This is the hour that those of us that already believe must reach back and pull those who want to believe, who don't know. It's our hour to shine. It's the hour of the people of God. If ever there was a time for us to shine, it's now. It's right now. Oh, but Barbara, they got another wave of this COVID. Now is the time for the people of God to shine. Yeah. It is right now. If ever was the time for us to come out and be that candle on the hill that cannot be here, now is that time. Yes, it is. Right now is the time for us the believer to shine. Yeah, because we want to show the world our God. We want to show the world we got the right God. We want to show the world that great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. We don't want to walk around talking about, oh, it's me. I don't want to walk around talking about that second or third or fourth wave of COVID. Yeah, I don't want to walk around talking about what the president did. He can do whatever he wants to do. I serve Almighty God. That's not the president. I serve Almighty God that have all power. Whatever happens in the world, it does not concern me to a certain degree. What concerns me is lifting up the name of Jesus that he can draw others unto him. I have to forget about myself and concentrate on him and what he would have me to do and worship him. Ah, hey, I feel all right right now. Because now is that time. If ever there was a time for the saints of God to shine, the people of God to shine, the believer to shine, honey, it's right now. If you want to do some drawing unto God, now is that time. Pass out some scriptures. Yeah, I type them up, cut them out. Sometimes I put them on a little card, make the card look cute, put a little flower or something around. You know, and see, we're coming up to Christmas. Woo, we're coming up to celebration time. I got to go today and get me some Christmas cards. I might have some. I got some, but I'm going to get me some more. Everywhere I go, I give out a Christmas card. Inside the Christmas card, it's got a scripture. Y'all know I can't help put Proverbs 3:5-7 in there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God. He's going to direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, that's got to be one of them in there. And I put that inside the Christmas card, right on the Christmas card, near a Christmas or whatever I want to put. And I give it to them. Because they taught me that Christmas means Christ must come. See, he's coming back. He's coming back. So he must come back. That's what it represents to me. So I put that in the card, pass them out. Sometimes, and I put Jesus in the morning card in there. You know, I got business cards with Jesus in the morning on there. Beautiful. A blue card with the cloud. And I put that in there. And sometimes I get some calls. You know, they may want prayer. Or they may want me to come and do something. Huh? But I'm led by the Spirit. Now, I'm not going in my flesh. But I'm led by the Spirit. Now, they called and said, come. He said, no. I got to tell them I can't make it. These over here called. He said, go. I got to go and see what they're talking about. Huh? Oh, yeah. Great is he that lives within us. I want you to focus on this now. This season. Because the enemy come to kill, steal. Well, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we're not focusing, if we don't remember, he will get a chance to come in there and steal from us. He'll steal your joy. He'll steal your family, peace, your happiness. So we want to stay focused. And remember this today. If God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. You know how big the world is? If he said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you can get it done. But we got to focus on what the word says. We got to remember what the scripture says concerning us. He said, we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Now, that's what he said. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't form, but it won't get no bigger. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to do what it was set out to do. See, because it goes to and fro as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. So when the thing forms, he's not going to bite you. He's not going to attack you because he can. Why? Greater is he that lives within you than he is in the world. And a lot of people say, well, oh, Sister Barbara, you don't understand. I'm still smoking. Oh, Sister Barbara, you don't understand. Every now and then I take me a nip. Look at here. If you went to the altar and said, I do, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He said, I didn't say it. He said, "What it's not what goes in you that defiles you, but what comes out of you." He said, "A good thing he began to do in you, he will continue until the day he return or you die." If we could stop focusing on that I cannot and focus on what I can do, what I'm supposed to do, we can get somewhere and be somebody. But the folks done told you that if you're doing these things, you don't have God. The devil is a fool and a lie. Look back at Apostle Paul. Now, Paul said he had a thorn in his side. Paul said these things that he wanted to do, he didn't find himself doing what he should do. But he did that he didn't want to do. And he said it was sin that dwell therein. But he didn't tell me what to do after that to a certain degree. But see God. Continue to seek him that started the good work in you. And don't let these religious people turn you around. We got to have God, not religion. We got to have relationship with him, not religion. Relationship with God will cause you to have religion, but it won't be religious. It'll be him, the spirit of him in us, leading and guiding us. His word will teach us how and what to do. But some folks will cut you down before you get started. But I'm asking you this morning to come and go with me. We're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going out here to become fishers of men. Oh, I feel all right right now. We're going so that he can be pleased. I'm going to run in a minute. Now I'm going to just take off running. We're going so we can do the things he can accept. He can accept me witnessing to another human being and telling them about the goodness of him. He's pleased when I tell someone it's going to be all right because we're going to pray about it. And not only does he hear, but he answers prayer. Let me pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor Hinton had already prayed, but God's will is going to be done. Now I need you to pray. I start off with the praise. I was talking and the spirit of the praise caught me. The spirit of praise caught me. And I begin to praise and then he began to let me know, go on and pray. I didn't pray. He prayed out my mouth this morning. Because, see, we don't know what to say. And many mornings, I don't know what to say, so I bring Pastor Hinton in. Yeah. Some mornings, I don't know what to say. He say, go ahead and pray. And I know if I go ahead and open my mouth, he's going to pray through my mouth for his people. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Because we can't forget the sick. We can't forget those that are locked up in prisons and jails. We can't forget the widowers and the bereaved families and the intercessory families praying for others, you see. Yeah, we just can't forget Israel and Jerusalem. We have plenty of brothers and sisters overseas who can't even pray out loud, who can't even say Jesus. We got to pray for them. And those of us that's in these United States of America, we got to pray for it. That God's will be done in the country, the special country that he put together. Let me tell you something. God put America together and made it one of the top-notch country. Some days I'm riding, I feel so privileged I could pull a car to the side of the road and just do a dance in this country. Why is that, Barbara? Because he set me free. And whom the free is free indeed. I can drive anywhere in America I want to drive. I can drive from here to Alaska. My son-in-law and daughter did twice. Drove all the way. Over 3,000 miles. So look, he has blessed us in this country to have the freedom to do certain things. I can go and apply for any job. I go to a job and I talk to God about it. Folks can say what they want. I got the job. And the owner of the company looking crazy. How she get the job? I told him I don't be kind of people in here. But you know what? She has blessed my company to come up. God have a mighty sweet way if we stop grumbling, murmuring, and complaining. Come on and go with me this morning. We're going to a great place. We're going to a place that will make you fishers of men. We're going to a place to remind you how free you really are. Come on. Because I want to show you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. They said you got to have this, that, and the other for your business. Don't get discouraged because they said it. Who are they? The scripture said, who is man that God is even, that he even remembers man? Who is he? That's what they said. I can't listen to they said. I'm going to him that got the power to do all things. I'm going to him that will open every door. I'm going to him that will give me favor like no other. I'm looking at myself for Thanksgiving. I don't get over to my niece that often for Thanksgiving. Every now and then, you know, I go. Because sometimes I do my own Thanksgiving and I got people coming and too many people to take over to her and this and that and the other. And I'm not going to be with her cooking and this and that. But when I walked up on the scene, I had been to the prison and visited and this and that and left that one, you know, went to another one, then came on to the niece house. When I got there, the way they treated me, you would have thought a queen walked, stepped up on the scene. You could hear people say, oh, that go Bob. Oh, that go Aunt Bob. And I got two little great nieces. I think one is five and the other one, one is four and the other one is five. These are my great, great nieces. Yeah, these are my niece, my brother, daughter, grandbabies. Everywhere I went, I looked around, there was them two little girls. She want to fight all the time. And I know I did that to her. We all had to go to Gainesville for my brother. And he was having an operation. And when we got down there, I started fighting with her. And ever since then, when she sees me, she wants to fight. And she want to play. And the mama said, stop it, stop it. You're doing too much. Cut it out. The grandmama, hey, stop that. She's not going to stop it because she used to that. I told her mama, I said, look, don't scold her. She used to me fighting with her, putting on the ground and putting on the floor. She used to, and she tried again. I said, she's used to that. And even my niece's friend, the boyfriend, he was happy to see me. Hey, you want a drink? I said, I don't drink. Hey, look here, this scotch right here, hit this. I said, uh-uh. Well, what about this gin? I drank gin. Yeah, I drank that gin. It's going to make me see it. Well, I got that vodka for you. I said, no, you really don't want me to have that vodka because I'm going to run down the street with no clothes. Well, look here. You see, favor. God will give you favor. He'll make you the head and not the tail. Make you above and not beneath. You won't be so holy until you know earthly good. You won't be ashamed to talk about God in the street. See, I'm not ashamed to talk about him in Walmart and wherever I go, JCPenney's, anywhere I go, Macy's, anywhere. The insurance office, wherever he send me, I'm going and I'm going to talk about the goodness of him. I went over in a State Farm office to pick up some stuff because they called me over there. I got in there and was sitting down waiting on my appointment. And I really didn't care for the way the ladies was looking. I'm going to be honest with you. Because they was looking like they all that in a bag of chips. And every one of them had a wig on. Every one of them had a wig on. You're not even real, so how you going to be all of that? I don't understand people. Those are not your eyelashes, but you're going to be all of that. You got to wear glasses to see, and you all of that? Huh? So I didn't particularly care for them. I'm honest with mine. And the appointment I had, the lady called me back there. Well, we talked about the business part, and then, you know, the Lord had showed out in there. I mean, when I tell you he showed out in there, one of them was following me, carrying the stuff. I didn't have nothing but a purse. I could have carried my own stuff to my truck. The bag, the gift bag, they gave me a gift bag and some other stuff, and the lady carried it out to the truck. And she wanted my phone number. You know how they do. They get your phone number and ride out on it. Boy, they call it day and night. Was the Lord showing you anything about my husband? Y'all got to know people. Look at Mike. Brother Mike, you know I'm just going to tell the truth. That's all it is. That's what happened. I'm going to just tell the truth. And so, look, she helped me to carry the stuff out to the truck. You wouldn't have a business card, which I do. Here it is. Gave her the business card. And she's still around the truck trying to talk. I said, well, look, I got to run. I have another point. And the other one was looking out the window. Because I guess they thought out there she was going to get something they didn't get. You know what I'm saying? And she did, because she carried my stuff. I didn't need no help. I'm not crippled. I don't like people doing all that. When I go somewhere in revival, you know how they bring the preachers the water and drink. Don't bring that to me. I don't want that. I'm able-bodied. If I'm thirsty, I'm going to get up and go down and get my own water, get my own drink. And then I'm back up to the pulpit hydrated, because I was thirsty and dehydrated before I went and got my own stuff. Yeah. My administrator, when she was the one who was booking appointments, all the revivals and speaking engagements. And whenever I would go, she would bring a cooler, have water in it, have an hour for me. If I'm sweating, she... Hey, look here, just give me the towel, okay? If I'm sweating like that, I wipe my own neck and face. And just sit the water over there, okay? And when I'm thirsty, I go over there and open the cooler and get me a bottle of water, stand right there and drink it. I don't like all of that. Make it blunt out of people. I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it. I carry my own Bible. I carry my own purse. I don't want to see out my purse and thing. I carry my own stuff. But listen, I said all of that to say this. When God calls you to something, you don't have to be all of that. Let God be all of that. You just be who God made you. I'm Barbara, plain and simple, everyday people. Down to earth, I know what you do. What make me a word is I carry clout in heaven. Now, that's what make me a word. But the natural woman of Barbara, I'm not anybody else. I just believe in telling it like it is. I don't believe in lying about myself. I believe in telling you the truth. Yep, been to prison. Yep. PCF took the children. I was married to a nut, and I was a nut when I was married to him. And it wasn't all his fault. It was some of my fault. Yeah, I just believe in telling the truth. I got children. God called all eight to ministry, but all eight are not serving God in ministry. They're hitting and missing. When you say something about God, they stand up, you know, because they know better. And they can tell you about the scripture and what he said, but they're not living all of that. I got a son that's a bishop that's half in and half out. He's more about money than anything else. He going to have them new clothes and he going to have money. That's just him. That is just him. And he ain't got bishop. I'm going to give me a job so I know every Friday I got a paycheck. Y'all, they got to pay me. I'm going and get me. Yeah, and that's what he do. He's a man at a Dollar Tree. I told his wife, I said, Mom, she said he got to have that money. He can't set up his church and do right. He got to lead the people and go make money. She said, and I'm kind of happy though, because he pays bills over here. I said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, not the pastor and the bishop. But see, people done taught them religion and all this kind of stuff. A man don't work, he don't eat. Well, if you ain't working for God, you surely won't eat, because who going to give you something? Unless God open a door and make a way for you. Because see, people think they work to pay their bills. You should work to plant seeds. You should work to have money to give. And your giving is what caused you to have your living. I know people won't understand that. You give to God. He bless you on a job, the work. And you give to God and you plant seeds. You, after a while, you're going to come off that job. You're not going to be able to stay there because your seeds going to be popping up. Your harvest going to be coming up everywhere because you've given to this church. And the churches that spreading the news, the good news of Jesus, the church that's spreading the gospel all over the world, those are the churches you want to support. But if you put your money in that, it's going all over the world. I've had a few people that give to me to spread this news I'm giving you all over wherever people will come from. Germany, Russia, China, Japan, wherever they tune in Africa, different parts of Africa, different parts of China, wherever they come in to listen, because these people gave, I'm able to keep doing it. But they work and plant seeds. The seed come up for a harvest, and they able to pay more than bills. They are able to give somewhere else, not to just one smaller place. God is faithful, but we got to get in that word and understand it for real. And I talk about money, but I really don't like to talk about money, because I don't really work with money. I work with favor. It's a favor. Look here. Good morning, Brother Perry. Look here. I was in dire straits. And Brother Perry, I hope you don't mind this. I hope you don't mind. I was in dire straits, and I didn't know what to do other than just sit still. Because God didn't say go left. He didn't say go right. He didn't say call this one. He didn't say go to that one. Just stand still. Because if I'm not hearing, that's all I can do. Stand still, because I normally see a salvation. I just don't know when, but it's coming. Blog Talk was due, Microsoft, and some other things I need. And I didn't know. Just sit here. All of a sudden, I had the Cash App go off, and when I looked, George West Perry. And when I looked at the amount, I started laughing. I said, Brother Perry, God didn't say nothing. I said, Lord, you got to give him a double portion for this. I said, Lord, you get this back to him 100-fold. Lord, move for this man. I declare blue sky. He felt led to just bless me. And he blessed me to spread the gospel. That's what it was for. So that others could be blessed. Because he felt blessed here. And if others come, others will be blessed. Some people, they don't invite people. Now they're not going to understand. They're not going to like it over there. Well, then invite them anyway. See what happens. You never know what they will hear that will turn their hearts to God. Come and go with me today. I'm going to a good place. I'm going to a place where even right here on the earth, you can be blessed. That place is in Jesus. That place is in the Son of the true and living God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Listen to that. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So in between that, if we went up him, he going to bring us to an expected end. We expect good of the end. We expect to see his face. We expect to hear him say, well done. Some of us, we didn't do a deep work as the world or the church folks would call it, but nonetheless, we worked. We did a little something that pleased God. And now he says, welcome. Come on in, that good and faithful servant. Come on. And I know us, we'll be a little timid, you know, because we're not sure that we did all to for God, and you should stay right there, humble. You should stay right there, humble. Lord, I don't know if I did all you required me to do. I don't know if I'm still sinning. I'm praying and I'm hoping, and Lord, I love you and I thank you. Yeah, but stay right there with your humble self. Stay right there at the feet of Jesus. At his toes. Don't even look at his ankles. Don't look at his legs. Stay at the feet. Because at his feet, you're going to stay humble. So to look at him up and trying to look at his face, you're going to get arrogant. You're going to get boastful, prideful. You're going to be better than everybody else. No. Stay right there at his feet. Stay humble. But we go into a place where we can get what we need. We go into a place where we can even have what we want, because he's our shepherd and we shall not want. He maketh us the lion of green pastures. He restores our soul. He leads us beside the still waters. See, anything come up in your life, he's able to fix it. He's able to give you what you need to get through these situations. Mama died, he'll strengthen you, that you can continue to live on. And when you think on mama, it hurts and you cry, but he yet strengthened you that after you cry, you can get up, wash your face, and go on. And it's all right. Let me tell you something about coming and going with me. We going with Jesus. We following him. I woke up yesterday morning and my knee, that left knee was hurting so bad because I injured it almost 20 years ago, twisted that kneecap. And the weather dictates to the knee many days. So that thing was clowning. And Sister Jerry called me and we was talking. I said, Sister, well, come on over. I got some cream you can rub on it and thing. Come on over here and get this. You need to come on. So I went over there. You know, we're going to finish up a little bit. She's going to offer me food. She's going to offer me drink. Jerry, I'm the kind that before I go out the door, my stomach is satisfied. Because I get up early in the morning to make sure my stomach is satisfied. So I got over there, me and her laughing and talking, and I got Nikki on the phone, and if y'all know wherever I go, Nikki just got to be there, y'all, all on the phone. So Jerry talking and everything, come out the kitchen with a glass of soda, not for breakfast, Jerry, stop it, I say. And we talked and laughed, and Nikki laughed at her because she had to bring some groceries and put it inside the door. And we had a good little fellowship. I'll be right quick. Well, the phone rang, and when I looked at the phone, it said, Foot. I was like, look at this, Sister Foot calling me. Jerry said, well, answer it, like I wasn't going to answer it, y'all. Hello, you know, hey, because we country folks, and we do all of that. And we talked just a second. She said, hold on 1 minute, Sister Barbara. I got somebody I want to talk to. I knew who it was. I already knew. I heard the voice. Hello? I said, Mama. She said, yes. And we started talking. She said, oh, what a surprise. I'm so happy. Oh, it's just a blessing. And we talked for a minute. Look at here. The spirit of the Lord fell. Oh, y'all ain't seen like that before. That's what I call it. I'm talking about this. We went off in the praise. Oh, my goodness. And it didn't take us long. She said, they waiting on me down there for breakfast, but I already had my breakfast. I could hear her, ooh, even the spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Oh, my goodness. I wish you could have heard it. Oh, and I'm just drunk. I'm just tore up. She told me, you done messed me up this morning. I said, well, you messed me up, and you got me wanting to run. But we had a good time. See that? I didn't go expecting that blessing. I didn't expect that. I just expect to hear from her. God was blessed. My goodness, from God. He'll do all this kind of thing for us. But we must learn to follow him. We must learn to let him take the lead. And let you go and tell yourself that I'm following God today. I'm not doing nothing. What will come to my mind is him. Lord, I only want to do what you would have me to do today. He'll tell you, get up, go to work. Sometime on the job, he'll tell you, don't talk too much. You'll feel it. I don't feel like talking today. And nobody will do nothing or say nothing to you. You got a sweet way of working it out. You can sit home and tell him this, Lord, I need some money. I want to go shopping. Lord, I want to buy this, this, and this. And then I want to buy them that, that, and that. And sit back. He'll open the door for you. Even if they have to overpay you on your check. Yeah, the check you work for. And tell you, well, we shorted you some hours back in June. And their accountant just found it. And we wanted to pay you them hours that we didn't pay you for back in June. You don't even remember that. God have a mighty sweet way. You go to the mailbox, there's a credit card for you. Your credit card got a $500 to $1,000 on it, maybe enough to do what you want to do. Why? We following Jesus. We're following him that have all power. We're following the one that's the son of the true and living God who have all power. And he loved the son because the son obeyed him in a very unique way that no one else could obey. He gave his life up for us. So when he take the petition to the master gonna do it because this is his favorite servant. And all the one. They are one. So when you come and go with me, I'm taking you to Jesus. I can't take you nowhere else. I don't take you to lies. I take you to the truth. Yeah. God is faithful. I've had some things and I needed some things, and the Lord showed up. Yeah, he showed up. Yesterday I was over there and I got the text and Marlene had texted me. And that's another spiritual daughter. I got a bunch of them, y'all. And she wanted to know what was going on, how was Thanksgiving and all of this. Because a lot of them, you know, they get caught up and then after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, then they'll hit me up. And then she's always looking for me to bake banana nut bread. So I know that was on her mind, too. Oh, I ain't said nothing to Mama. And I ain't had that banana nut bread. Mama ain't said nothing about that. She should have called me and said, Molly, I just brought the banana nut bread out the oven. I didn't do that. So she called to check on. I told her about the knee. And I told her I'm going to get the shot in the knee. Oh, that's painful. I said, nope, not a pain. It don't hurt at all. But when the last time you had, what have you ever had? I said, yep, almost 20 years ago. It lasted for almost 2 years and it's out. Louis cut it out. Look at Louis. I mentioned banana nut bread. He talking about yum. You see, you can't miss his food. Y'all around Louis. Him and Brother Mike, they own them groceries. They believe it. He said Kim was cooking and he was going to help him, but he would be the taster. Yeah, see, he tasted what she put together. Mike, go wash that pan. He'll probably go over there and wash the pan for Mike. Chop this up. He'll chop that up. And when she put it all together, he got to get a little sample, make sure it's right. See, all that kind of thing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we're talking about come and go with me. And where we going? We're going to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're going to the one who can turn it all around. We go into the one that when they say no, he can say yes. We go into the one who don't look on us like others look on us. We go into the one that look beyond our fault and yet be at ease. I feel all right there. Not only that, he knows the very intent of our hearts. He knows what's in your heart today. I'm going to judge us according to what we've done. He's going to judge you according to what's in your heart. Good is in there. Good is in your heart. Good morning, Jesus lady. Good morning. yeah. And look, many days, and we still talking about come and go with me to Jesus. Listen, many days right here, I have been so blessed. Oh, I have been so blessed when I see the phone numbers line up in the studio. I see folk come to the chat room. That alone is a blessing. And I feel like these the people in the mornings that I hang out with. Yeah, we hang out in the mornings. And I'm going to tell you something about y'all. If I bring something over here, and y'all can't get Jesus out of it, it's like a quiet moment. I say, look at them. They're going to stay. They faithful, but this talk here to them, they just not into this. But when they hear about Jesus, the one who died for them, the one who rose and conquered all and rose with all power, and he's on their side. When they hear that, give me a little bit more of that, Sister Barbara. What you say about that? Sister Barbara, what you say about that? How I can forgive again? What you said about the unforgiveness, Sister Barbara? Sister Barbara, what you said about praying now, yeah, that they can get with that? Because this is what they want, and I don't blame you. I'm with you when you're right. Yeah, I can't be with you when you're wrong, but I can be with you when you're right. And it's a great fellowship here. I know these certain numbers. Because I know these people. I've gotten to know them over the years or over the months that they've come. Some have been to visit me. I remember when Minister Shonda and Sister Diane came. And I was rambling through my closet to find brand new stuff to give to them. I didn't have no money really, but I went to the Dollar Tree and made them a little gift basket, you know, a little candy and different things in it. And I presented it to them. And I know they were shocked, like, Dollar Tree? But they act like it was the greatest gift they ever gotten. It made me happy. They act like that gift was the, it all. But nothing but the favor of God. They could have had a look on their face like, really? They didn't do that. They had an excited look on their face like they had got their favorite Christmas gift. Yeah. And I found stuff in the closet, and God told me who to give what. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Shonda, you take the dress. Okay, Sister Diane, you take the shoes. Okay, you get this and you get that. And we said, and we ate crabs. I had never been to the restaurant before. We went over there and ate. Yeah, my son came up with that idea. Take them to the Philippine restaurant. I wanted to tell him, boy, I ain't never been there. What you talking? You've been there, but I... He said, well, Mama, in other words, he would tell me, I know you, Mama, and I know you enjoy some of the food. You may not enjoy it all. And right before that, I went to deliver, because I was baking brownies during that time, selling pans of brownies. I went to take a pan to a restaurant. Got in there. It was a Philippine lady, and she asked me to taste this stuff. And I tasted it. I said, oh, it's good. It was like a white noodle, and she had all this stuff mixed in. So when I got to the Philippine restaurant, I knew something to order off the menu that I would like. You see? God have a mighty sweet way of doing things. He'll go before you and prepare. Because look what he even said in this. He said, I will prepare before you in the presence of your enemies. Huh? It's got the snow white tablecloth. It's got the glass, the gold rim, you know. The plates matched, you know, the glasses and the bowls and everything. And the meal is prepared. Oh, my goodness, a meal of all meals. He got them turkey wings I like, and they cook to perfection. That Nikki make for me. Yeah. Oh, he got that seasoned flavored rice. So, not yellow rice, but it's a seasoned brown rice. Oh, my goodness. And then them green beans is seasoned to perfection. No salt, but they well seasoned. And I may have a glass of that Moscato wine with that, y'all. Yeah. One glass. I ain't getting drunk. I like the flavor with food. It's like a soda. A tea for me. And them enemies looking. They don't have that kind of meal. Because God prepared the table. I didn't even prepare it. And who know better how to prepare and feed and take care of you than God? And give you what you like. He give you what you love. So this morning, we going with him. I got to go in here and go to the scripture. We going to one request of the morning. And we come back. We coming back with the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the Lewis and Sherry song right there. The blood that Jesus shed for me. And listen, it was way back on Calvary. But the blood has not lost its power. Yeah, it still reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. But the only way we're going to notice, we got to come and follow him. Yeah, we got to come with him. He's taking us somewhere. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, Brother Terry. I'm going to work on that keyboard. Just give me a minute to get my little Spanish a little bit tighter, my alphabets and consonants and vowels and everything. And I'm going to get on my keyboard. I love a piano and a guitar. Oh, those are my favorite. And an organ. Those are my three favorite instruments. Yeah, I love those kind of things. So listen, we're looking over at Matthew's chapter 4. And I'm going to skip down right quick to verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And in verse 20 says, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. I didn't hear him asking no questions. Where we going? Why we got to go? How come I got to go? Yeah, they followed him. Because if we remember, Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And when he come out, the devil was waiting on him to tempt him. Remember that? Yeah. If we look back up at the first part of Matthew 4, it's going to tell us then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be the devil, see? And then the devil showed him all kind of do this and do that, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that if you do this. And then the ending, you know, he let him know, look here, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only shall thou serve. He left then. He left. Then the devil leaveth him in the 11th verse, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Sometime in our darkest hour, while we going through it, here come the devil to pinch on it, to kick it, to thump it. You know, you already out there on the limb. And things got a little rough, so now you hang on to the leaf. He want to come out and shake the tree so you can fall. But that's when we tell him to get behind me, Satan. Turn on to God's unchangeable hand, and I won't turn loose. You can take mama, you can take daddy, you can take anybody you want, Satan. I am not letting God go. I cannot let nothing separate me from the love of Almighty God. And guess what he gonna do? He gonna go. And once that devil leave, then God gonna send some people to comfort you. He gonna send some preacher. He gonna send somebody to tell you something good, to encourage you into holding on to him a little bit longer. Yeah. In the 12th verse, it says, now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. He done been tempted in all of that. He went out and he heard that John had been cast into prison. So he left Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, because that's where he was from, they tell me he was a Nazarene. He came in the Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast and in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. And he went over there because he had a purpose and plan for going. And sometimes we deliver out of the trial, and God sends somebody to bless us. We move no further. We stay right there in Galilee. But many times when he delivered me out of a trial or something, I don't stay right there. I might go over into Jacksonville. I might leave there and hit St. Augustine. Because I might go down to Lake City. I never know what he got. Sometimes to a place called called Baldwin, Florida. These places is between, I want to say 30 minutes to 45 minutes away from me. Now, if I could drive from here away to a store, to shop, that's 45 minutes away from me, why can't I drive 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to a place where I can witness for the sake of the Lord, to the goodness of him? Why can't I travel? Because beautiful are the feet of them that carry the gospel. I'm carrying the gospel. I'm carrying Jesus. I'm carrying the word of God. He's all of this to us. So many times we have to move. We have to do something a little bit different. And it's going to bless us. Preachers, especially you. Pastors, especially you. Because you may go 30 minutes or 5 minutes from where you live, but you'll end up with people following you back over there to where you at to serve in the house of prayer. These people will be faithful people unto the house of prayer. They will even be faithful unto you because they appreciate God coming to get them. See, he sent you to go get them because they had been praying and they didn't know where to go. But God sent you and they followed you back to where God was. I'm going to be all right in the morning. I'm going to be all right. So he left there. And he went on to the seacoast. And it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee. Whew. Look at this. It was only at one point given to the Jews. But remember, Cornelius and got Peter out of Joppa, and now the Gentiles can, oh my goodness, we can be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. So Isaiah went on and prophesied that the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles. Hallelujah. 16 says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. This is why it's important for the believer to hold up the bloodstained banner. Let your candle that sit on the hill burn bright. Somebody going to see it and say, men and brethren, what should I do to be saved? You got it bright like that because somebody come in and tell you, I lost my husband. I lost my wife. Somebody going to come and tell you, I diagnosed with cancer. Somebody going to tell you they diagnosed me as I'm going blind. They say I got glaucoma real. Somebody coming because the light is on. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Did you hear the shadow of death? Come on and go with me. Come on. Let's go. You say you're a believer. You say you're the people of God. You say you're the saints of God. You say you're a Christian. Well, come on, let's go. Your light dim over there. You need some oil. Your candle burning out. You need a new candle. I got a whole box over here I could give you. Because to remind you, I can give you Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and just tap you right off in the Acts so that you'll have enough candle to shine bright that those that are dying can find the way. Those that are in the shadow of death, there was darkness, but now they can see great light because your light is shining. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he heard this, now see, because it was in darkness. But when he came, they saw great light. And he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 18 said, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren. I like it right there. Brother Mike, I had to take me a sip of ginger ale on this right here. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And I believe it's that same Peter that was on the housetop over in Joppa. So look, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Anybody heard that for themselves yet? Anybody heard Jesus tell them to follow him and make you fishers of men? Anybody know, like George West Perry, there's a calling on your life. You're a minister and you don't even know, but you feel some ways. Sometime when you think on things, you feel some things, but you don't quite, yeah, follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Yeah. The look of Louis, listen to me, and I never told this, but the way Louis looked tells of certain people that he's a preacher. Certain people can look at Louis and tell that there's ministry in him, that he is of God, even his behavior. See, but you may not know the office that you hold, but it's the work done. It's the work that you do. It's the way you carry it, even in the grocery store, even getting out your truck or car, going into the. Somebody knows. Somebody know who you are. I've had people to say, "God bless you." I'm looking crazy. Yeah, people have heard my voice. One lady told me, "I hear your voice." I said, "You do?" I thought I sound like a frog. And don't you laugh, Brother Mike. Yeah, and he said unto them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. You hear me? Work had to be done. He handpicked these men, the Savior of the world, the Son of the true and living God, handpicked his fishers. They stopped what they were doing and followed him. 21 said, and going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, the Zebedee boys, in a ship. They was in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. They were fixing right then. They were fixing the nets, you know, they had been some holes in them where they had broke or wore out, and they were fixing all of that because they were going to go back out, fish, and this time they didn't want nothing lost. They didn't want to lose a fish, a crab, a shrimp. They didn't want to lose nothing. So they were mending their nets, and Jesus called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Now, it don't tell them a whole history up here in Matthew chapter 4. It don't tell us, well, Jesus knew Zebedee and Zebedee knew Jesus from over there from the wedding where he turned the water into wine. Well, Jesus knew Zebedee's sons. It don't say nothing about that. He said, follow me. And that's immediately. That's what they did. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. You hear that? And picked him some folk to go with him. Because it reverts back for me, even in the book where it says, where two or three are gathered in his name. He just needed a handful. He only picked 12 out of thousands and thousands of folks. He only handpicked 12. All he needs is somebody to believe. All he needs is somebody to trust in him. If you can believe and trust, you can lead others to him. But folk don't do it because these religious folks and all kind of people got you thinking you got to go to school to get it. You can't do it unless you've been grumbling and haggling for years. You're not qualified because you ain't been through enough. Now, when I look at this, he told them to follow me. He didn't tell them to go to seminary. He didn't tell them to do all this stuff. That was them scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, them kind of people. And you heard what he said about them. But we got to learn to follow Jesus. We got to stay on the right track. Okay, you were froggy. We got to be on the right track with God. We got to stay focused. When we don't know, we got to ask him. And then in asking him, we got to ask him to lead and guide us in it. So we'll make sure we're doing what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. What pleasing and acceptable unto myself or what the people say. But Almighty God must be pleased with what we're doing. Come on and follow me to seminary. Come on and follow me. I'm going over here. He said, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. But it's the folk who have faith and real trust in God. They need a little bit more of the natural to make sense with the spiritual. But it'll never add up. The natural can't understand the things of the spirit. And the spirit don't deal with the things that are natural in that way. If you're going to do what a spiritual God says, you're going to follow a spiritual God, you must become a spiritual person. It don't mean you walking around all day long, 24 hours, Jesus, 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 Jesus. No, 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 no. You got to go to work. You got to go to school. Huh? Many different things we do. Some have a family to take care. Some got a business to run. You can't walk around like that. But your ear is open. And your eye is open. And you constantly got a communication with God. Why are you working? Why are you driving? Why are you in school? Why are you home cooking, cleaning, or whatever? You got a constant relationship with him. So you're walking in the spirit that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You keep your mind on him so he can keep you in perfect peace at all times and tell you what to do. You won't get too excited when you hear bad news. Because why? He's keeping you in perfect peace. And you know without him, you can do nothing. Yeah. So this is what we want to do. We want to follow him. Come and go with me now. We're going to Jesus. And once we get to him, we're going to allow him to follow us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So when I look back at 23, well, we read 23 because he healed all manner of sickness and disease among the people. 24 says, and his fame went out throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments. And those which were possessed with devils and those which were lunatic and those that had the palsy, he healed them. Now, he didn't go get them. His fame went out of what he was doing. And they brought the people unto him, all the sick people, people with divers disease. They had AIDS. They had diabetes. They had all kind of stuff. COVID. And they brought these folks, and some of them was tormented by devils. They had demons. And those which were lunatic, you know, they had lost their mind. And those that had the palsy and all of that, you know, crippled and handicapped, hand, all kind of stuff, healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Cappadocia. I mean, from Capitolis, I'm sorry, I'm looking at something there, from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from the young brothers. They followed him. And every day we should follow him. Every day we should follow Jesus. We shouldn't follow ourselves. We shouldn't follow what the job's talking about. We shouldn't follow what the TV is saying and all this stuff. Follow Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's going to bring us to an expected end. All of us expect the end. I hope you do. He's going to lead us and guide us in the right path. He's not going to let us go wrong. Now listen, we know that our trials are coming. We're going to have some trials. But if we'll cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us, he's going to bring us out of the trial. And we're going to know more than we knew before we went into the trial. Because every trial should give us a lesson on how he's able to move. What we may go through sometimes. And every round go higher and higher. If I went through that last year, I'm going to go through something else this year. If I went through that last month, this month trial is totally different. But I was able to go through that one, this one a little bit harder, but I've learned God in that trial, so I know he's going to bring me through this one. I just got to believe, keep the faith, and trust him. Yeah. Hebrews, if you go over there and look, I believe it's Hebrews 6. It might be Hebrews 11, all over there. It tells you about now faith is. I think it's Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Yeah. See, with faith, the elders obtained a good report. These people, Abraham. He believed God, so God called him friend. Go up and sacrifice his only son, that boy he wanted. So, he wanted that boy. He wanted Isaac. For years and years, he harassed Sarah about a son. Sarah got older and older. Boy, ain't nobody having no babies. I'm 80 years old, and you still talking about a baby? Boy, them days over for me. God promised him a son, almost 100. Here comes Isaac. Sarah and Abraham did all kind of crazy stuff. Abraham, go on over there and play around with Hagar and get you a boy. I'm not giving up no son. I'm too old for this foolishness now, Abraham. Go on over there and hit, what's the girl's name? Hagar. I said. And he was happy because he was going to do something different. You understand? I ain't been hitting Sarah, and then when I was, it was over and over. I'm a little sick of here. Yeah, well, I'm going to go over here to the head. I'll see what she say. And I'm going to have some fun over here. Here come Ishmael. Here come that seed that may have cut his daddy head off. Ishmael wasn't no joke. He wasn't a promise. And not the heck I got the boy that Sarah couldn't give to Abraham at that time, she's showing out over there. Hey, guy, I got your boyfriend. I had your man. I had him. Yeah, she over there showing out. But what she didn't understand is this. All them years, girl, you ain't finna break me and Sarah up. Sarah is not going nowhere, and I am not going. Hey, we have our problem, but I'm not going nowhere. Now, I played around with you, but I love Sarah. And she said, you got to go. So, hey, guy, I used 2 eggs. As a matter of fact, put 3 in your shoe and beat it. Because guess what? I'm not leaving Sarah. Put hey, guy, out of there. She over the bushes somewhere, balls up. With the boy. Ishmael. And the angel of the Lord come. And help them out. Because he still was the seed of Abraham. You understand? So God helped her out. But Isaac was a promise. And Abraham loved this boy. Lord have mercy. Because that's what he wanted. Oh, I want a son. I want a son. And God told him, but he didn't tell him when. But at the right time, at the ripe old age of almost 100, he had Isaac. Then God told him to sacrifice Isaac. And he couldn't tell Sarah. But he got the sacrifice equipment and got his boy and went on up to the mountain to sacrifice him. And just as he was about to, he put the boy on the altar, and the boy even asked him, say, well, where's the sacrificial offering? He said, don't worry about it, son. God will provide. He was the sacrificial offering. And he laid him out to sacrifice him. And God said, hold up, Abraham, don't do it. Look over there in the thicket. There's a ram over there in the bush. Huh? You don't have to kill your boy. But it showed God Abraham's too hard. If you say, kill this one and only boy that I love so much that you beat to me, I'll kill him. I'll sacrifice him, God, for you. You see, call Abraham friend. What will he call us? Will he call us a traitor, a backslider, a backstabber? What would God call us today by our name? What special name would he have for us? Or what relationship would he call our relationship? Because once we come on and go with him, he won't stay with him by any cause. By any means, as the boy Malcolm said, necessary. Whatever I got to do to stay with God, that's what I'm going to do. If I got to run away from the fight, I'm going to run away from the fight. I'm not running away from the fight because I'm scared to fight. I'm running away because I don't want to disappoint God. I don't want to sin because I'll be with you today. No, I'm running because I love the Lord. I'm going to do tit for tat. You did that to me, but I'm not going to do this to you. I'm going to do it. And the reason I'm not going to do tit for tat is I love the Lord and I want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. And if I do something back to you, God is not going to be pleased with me. And he told me to sit here, he'll make my enemies a footstool. And then he also told me vengeance was his. Yeah. Also let the wheat and the tare grow together. In the day of harvest, I'll do to separate. So whatever man do to us, we ain't got it to worry about. God is not asleep. He don't slumber. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. But sometimes it looks like it just grinds in you, just grinds in you. That they did their way with it. They're not getting away with it. I promise you. We reap what we sow. I don't care if I'm in the church. I don't care if I preach the baddest mess you ever heard in your life. The best mess. Hey, guess what? God is not asleep. I'm going to reap what I sow. Because you got folks up there. They doing some things. And because God don't punish them right over there, come down, they think they're getting away with something. But we got to remember, God see everything. Quiet as it kept. God see every move we make, every word we say, every breath we take. That is the truth. Yeah, he see it. And we got to remember this so we can be careful what we're doing. Be careful what we're saying. Be careful how we say it to people. I know I've been changed. Nobody can be no different. I know I've been changed. I don't think the same way. And I don't like evil. And I can't drink water around men that treat the wife. You can treat the girlfriend any way you want. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But wife wrong. I can't drink water around women that mistreat their husbands. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. If you're a couple, you're supposed to stick together through good and bad. Now, if he's abusing you, he manipulating you, get out of there. You got the right. I'll put some standards in the place and say, look, if you don't stop doing this and this, I got to go. I can't take no more of this. And if your demands are not met, okay, do what you got to do. But you can't run out and get another man now. You got to know that. Because if you divorce him and you get another man, you're going to cause the new man to commit adultery with you. So you give this one to husband. That you got now, you give him a list of demands and let him know, we can't talk, we can't touch and feel, we can't cook and eat, we can't do nothing until this list of demands have been met. Because you around here manipulating me. You around here making it seem like you the only one in the relationship supposed to be happy. I'm only supposed to make you happy. I don't matter. Brother, we both gonna make each other happy. or you're going to be in this relationship by yourself. And you can't have a relationship if it's only you. But come on and go with me. We're going to Jesus. Come on and go with me. We're going to be fishers of men. Come on and go with me. We're going to keep our mind on him. He's going to keep us in perfect peace. Come on and go with me, because I got to set my candle in different places so that more can see the light and come to Jesus. Come on and go with me, because I'm going in different places holding up the bloodstained banner so they can see Jesus is here. And if you want him, come on and he'll set you free. He'll deliver you. He'll save your soul. He'll save your life. I'm a living witness. Not only does he save souls, he saved lives. He saved mine. He literally saved my life. I wouldn't be here if it was not for him today. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. Yeah, I was fading out because I wasn't doing no good thing. And when he comes, he let me know. Been merciful. I'm looking at it like it was yesterday. Forgiving, patient, loving, kind, merciful, and gracious God. Mm. When I went to that ottoman and he began to speak, and he told me, you're poisoning my people and you know better. Listen, and you know better. I could hear it in my head. It wasn't audio, but yet it was audio, because I could hear it in my spirit. Repent. And I began to ask him to forgive me. And I began to tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm to my crying like a baby. Ooh-wee. And I just felt so bad. Yeah, because I knew he saw. Ooh, I knew he knew all I had been pulling around there. And guess what he did? He said, I'm going to make your life better than it has ever been. But don't you go back. If you go back, that body should surely lay down and never get up again. My goodness. And hell would have been my home, y'all. Ooh, but I decided to make Jesus my choice. I got up, and I thought he was talking about I was going to be handicapped or something. I didn't even have sense enough to think it would be death. But later on, he kept, you know, blessing me to learn and this and that. And 1 year later, I even found over the scripture different things I needed, different things he had said that I didn't even know it was scripture. But he spoke it in my spirit. He'll save you today if you want to be saved. He'll sanctify you today if you want to be sanctified. He'll set you aside to himself. He'll cleanse you. And you'll only want to do certain things. I'm telling you the truth now. You're so evil, you don't even want to hear about that no more. Bad stuff. You used to be the leader of the pack. You ran over there for foolishness. But why not then? You don't want to hear foolishness no more. He baptized you in his spirit. He gives his spirit, the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Spirit is he'll give it to you. It's a gift. Once you begin to work with even a gift to open your spiritual ears to hear when the Spirit speaks to you and you begin to your life gets better. You don't have no money. You don't have a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. You're not driving the luxury car. But guess what? Woo, you're so happy. And when it comes to all of that, that won't even matter to you no more. The 401k plan, all that won't matter to you no more. You have the author and finisher of your faith. You have the Son of the true and living God, and whom the Son says, free indeed. You're so happy. I was in the project. You'd have thought I lived in the White House. Boy, I was happy. Uh-huh. I didn't have no reason to be sad. Anything I needed, he supplied. Anything I wanted, I could go to him and show me how to get a door open and get it. I'm not saying I didn't have to work and do things, but guess what? Wasn't nothing hard or strenuous. That's the way I pronounce it. Everything was good. When I served the people, it just made my day. Woo! In the evening, when I'm winding down and I'm thinking about the day and what I've done for him and if I did it his way and all of this, oh boy, I done helped some people. In the summer, I done spared some children from being hungry and thirsty. It would make me just roll all in my bed and just shake at night. Why? I serve the true and living God. He's pleased. Do you know what it is to please God? That's why our mind needs to stay. How can we please? He'll show you how to serve others. He'll show you how to treat your parents right. Yeah. See, sometimes relatives done things to us and we sick of it and we don't want to deal with them no more in life. And then God save us and come up on the scene and then we love them anyway. Got sick of what they was doing. And we love them anyway. And when we know anything, God done blessed us to connect with them again. And now they show us love, we show them love. We do what we can do. Yeah. And we go on in Jesus' name. So I want you to come on and go with me because we're going to Jesus. I'm not taking you to IHOP. I'm not taking you to Logan Steakhouse. I'm taking you to Jesus. Because folks, all people want to do is eat. They think that's all we want to do. Everywhere I've ever gone, well, come on, I'm going to take you over here to the Chinese. Well, come on, I'm going to take you to the steakhouse. I went to Miami over there with Jeremiah Nixon and his wife. After church, the first thing they want to do is take me to the Chinese. I mean, it was beautiful now to sit down in a Chinese restaurant. Beautiful. Tablecloths, all that kind of thing. But I was way thinner than I am, much thinner than. And I was thinking to myself, do they think all church folks want to eat? You get them a meal, some fried chicken, and they and they have some mashed potatoes and gravy. Come on now, there's other things I want to eat. Yeah. So I thank God this morning that he's got saving power. I thank God that he said, come on, come with me. I'll make you fishers of men. I thank him that we can cast our cares upon him. For he carried for us. Think on that just for a minute. I cast my old cares upon the true and living God because he really does care for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Late in the midnight hour, I don't have nobody, but I can talk to him. And not only just talking to him, but he can fix my situation. He can fix the very thing that's keeping me woke. I told you how I would go to the store and the cafe and work and come home, and I'm talking about, I want a house. I want a house, Lord. I believe the work here is done. I don't want to fight over parking space. I want my own house with a garage. By the third night, I'm going to pray that same breath. He come and spoke and said, I heard you the first time. I'm giving you a house. I just need you to wait. No more waitness. I turned over to the right. And when I tell y'all, I went on out and got it big, I went on and got my sleep. Woke up the next morning refreshed and happy, ready to testify. He giving me a house. Yeah. So he done did some things to let me know that he is real. And see, I know better. I can't play with him because I know he's real. I have no excuse. I cannot make an excuse for, Lord, I didn't. Come here. Hold your hand out. I'm going to have to slap your hand because you knew better. You didn't focus to remember. You didn't come and ask me. You just jumped on in the fire and did what you wanted to do. Pull that hand out straight. Yeah, because sometimes he do. He have to get up straight. And a little rap on the hand to keep you straight. But now you remember Yeah, God is faithful to us. He's good to us. He's on our side in spite of us. Hallelujah. Look at our fault and yet we need. Because some people tell you they ain't did nothing wrong. I don't do wrong. I'm saved. I don't sin. What? But he said we all had come short. And if it ain't no more than saying something wrong to somebody or about somebody, you done came short. You done did wrong. And you got to repent for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to say this, trying to get away with something, but I told the truth. Yeah, you told the truth, but it was wrong. You told the truth about stuff, shut your mouth. It was truth for gossip. Because that's what you did. You told somebody else that you shouldn't have told. But I thought gossip wasn't a lie. It is. But you can do some truth for gossiping. Or you spreading that. It can be true all it want to, but you spread bad truth about somebody. And that's not what you want to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful. And I feel pretty good this morning. I was aching and hurting and carrying on. And the Lord is a healer. And I just got to stop. No sugar, period. No salt, period. I got to let it go. Ask your somebody. Stop putting salt any kind. Because you know I say, well, it got salt in it, but I'm not going to put any more salt. Well, if it's got any salt in it, it's got salt in it, Barbara. Don't eat it. Yeah, and it helped to get the blood pressure. It'll help that your feet won't swell. Get off the sugar, too, and it'll help. Yeah. And so I thank God that I'm working on things. I didn't do it big for Thanksgiving. I could have, but I didn't, and I thank God I did. Yeah, because I'd have been like 40 more pounds now. So I thank God in moderation. Hallelujah. Grateful unto him. Got to get some fasting in, too. And that's going to bless. But not fasting to lose weight, but fasting for others, that God would draw them and that, you know, God would bless families. Hallelujah. It's all right in Jesus' name. Listen, we're going to one more favorite of the morning, or one more request. And when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning and share. And it may be something that you want to share that happened or whatever. Feel free to come in this morning and press that number one. And it's already all right today. In Jesus' name it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I didn't mean that one. Wait a minute. I'm looking for it. Okay. Here we go. This is the request.
Blessings and
blessings and more.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just want to praise you. I want to thank you. I want to give you glory and honor because it all belongs to you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Hallelujah. He's in the blessing business. And I feel all right this morning in him because he's our way maker. And I'm telling you, when I learn to give things up and let it go, I let it go. He come right in. Soothe all my doubts and fears. He come right in and let me know I got it. It's all right. It's already all right. Yeah. Just keep going in me and you're going to be all right. Yeah. And that's what I do. I keep on keeping on in him. People look for me to get deep in calling. Oh, with the deep prayers. Blah, 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 blah. I don't have to do all that. He said to ask and it'll be given. See? And I knock and the door be open. So I ask. And he heard me the first time. He proved that to me. Yeah. He said, I heard you the first time. Ooh-wee. And that let me know he hear every word we say. He see everything we do. Yeah, he see. And so if you just simply say, well, Lord, I want this or that. Lord, give me this or that. He'll do it. Yeah, like today, I want and need some money. Lord, give me some money. Lord, meet my needs with the money. Yeah. Give me the money to meet the needs. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, he'll do it just like that. When we work, it's him that pay us. Yeah. He's not going to owe you for praising him. Do you hear me? When you praise him, he's going to bless you. And he deserved the praise. But yet he won't owe us for anything. Yeah. Come on and go with me. We going to Jesus. Hallelujah. I called Sion the shoe lady, and she called me the Jesus lady. So when she say good morning, Jesus lady, I learned. Sister Rita taught me how to do all them GIFs and all that stuff. So she said, good morning, Jesus lady. I said, good morning, shoe lady. And I sent her a bunch of shoes over there. Today I sent her some Santa Claus and some shoes. And I love the way Brother Mike come in the morning. And what he have to say. And then Louis is turned up. As soon as I say food, groceries, Louis turned up. Yeah, he wide open. Y'all, he's thinking about it then. Yeah, it's just a blessing to be with you each morning. And I tell you, I love you. I love you. I really do. And when I'm not here, even on the weekend, I miss you. I really do. And I think about y'all and begin to pray. Lord, let their weekend go good. Bless them, Lord, over there. Bless their family members and whatever they're trying to do. Lord, open a door and bless them to get it done. On the job, bless them on the job. Give them favor, Lord, and that type thing. Yeah, yeah. To send them, God, you will carry your message and deliver it to your people. Just the way you want the people to live it every day. And God does this. I believe he'd do it every time. Yeah, he does it every time. But we're thankful this morning, and the studio is open. Okay, well, hold on 1 minute, Sugarfoot. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. How are you over there?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm well. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
I am. I'm enjoying the message this morning. Come on and follow Jesus. That's how I got involved with the morning show. That message came on. You played a sermon with Jesus talked to Peter and told him to come and follow him. Him, Lord, come and I won't stop following no matter what. He saved me from the tree. But he gave me a condition. Listen to me. And Barbara, I can't make no move unless Jesus tells me. Some people start saying, can I pray for you? I have to hear God say, it's okay. But then when some people just come up to you and stop, I say, wait a minute, stop. I don't need prophecy, but thank you. Oh, thank you. I hear God very well myself. See, I don't need you to prophesy that there's a black bird over my head. Oh, God, go away. See, be careful. But, Sister Barbara, I am so glad that you're in my life. You've been in my life since I was a little girl. You've been trying to save me since I was a little girl. When you came by yesterday, Miss Hyper was all over the house. She doing this. She's like, my God, sit down. Bob, I told you that I'm ADHD. I'm cleaning. I'm cooking. You're like, well, how you back? And, oh, it's getting better. Use this cream, Barbara. I'm like, oh, my God. Where was Calvin? He was closed in his room. He says, I can't deal with foolishness. This is a crazy woman. But I thank God for you. And the serious note, I thank God that you don't just calm me down. You keep me prayed up. You'll say, no, no, no. Wait a minute, Jerry. Wait, stop, stop. And because I hear God in you, I stop. You'll stop me from going left because, boy, I can get out there to the left. You'll stop me from allowing people to take advantage of me. You'll say, wait a minute, Jerry, just wait a minute. But that tone in your voice is like a mother voice to me. I'll stop. Yes? Yes, Sister Barbara? And then when I wait, I'll see what God will protect me from. You know what I'm saying, Sister Barbara?
Yep.
You protected me from making some huge mistakes in my life. Just by saying, wait a minute, Jerry, stop. I'll immediately stop being. Yes, Barbara? So I appreciate you because you listen to God. Brother Louis will be happy to know you bought me the sweet potato. I mixed it with the greens, but I was able to eat it. I'm like, oh, this is not so bad. But I couldn't eat the greens without something. Oh, but I mixed the sweet potato. Now, I didn't eat a loaded plate of that. No, I just ate enough to say I ate some vegetables. I bought some Popeyes with vegetables in it. Because this mentor from a child that's been trying to tell Jerry to wait a minute, come on, Jerry, follow me, is now willing to come and follow the woman of God that tells you the story on Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael came before Isaac. But sometimes God will let the bad come in your life first so you will learn. So when he gives you the goodness, hallelujah, you'll know what not to do again. Thank you, Lord. Things that you allowed me to go and do and learn from, that I may not walk through those things again. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go into the valleys of the shadows of death, because I went in some valleys. Thank you, Lord, for anointing my head now with oil, because I can truly say my cup is truly running over. Yes, I don't mean it's running over with money. Let's get that straight. No, it's running over with knowledge and wisdom. What we need to understand is not the money, it's the wisdom. You can have a lot of money and still be broke. But if you allow God to send someone, maybe like Barbara in your life, to say, wait a minute, Sister Jerry, don't do that. Stop. Such and such and such and such, this is what you need. But now Jerry's sitting over there waiting a minute, and such is looking at me, and I'm like, well, I was told to wait a minute. Then such and such will do what she was supposed to do. And then I'll sit there and say, oh, my God, you was going to take my last? You really was going to take my last? And I told you it was my last? But God will stop you when the enemy tries to snatch your very last out your hand. They'll take your kindness. You just don't know how people will give you a sad story just so you'll give them your laugh. Because this other person, I told them about, and they started telling me this situation. I said, well, I only have $124. Well, give me $75. Well, that's all I have. But then I thought about it, and I heard Barbara's voice in the background say, wait a minute, Jerry. They get more income than you, and they have a husband. I dropped my head because I felt very bad because I wanted to give, but then I thought, can't do it. Sorry. Calvin wants a turkey, too. So I thank God for teaching me when to give and when not to. Because I'm a cheerful giver. I'll sit here and hear something, and I go, oh, Barbara, we got to do this. We got to do that. And Barbara will say, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good, Jerry. But if I don't hear my mentor saying, sound good, sorry, I can't do this. If I hear my mentor say, get in the car right now, Jerry. Well, Barbara, that's getting good. The music getting good. Now get in the car. Yes, Barbara. Get in the car. Calvin, look at that, Barbara. I say, we got to go now. It's all right. Everything good. Get in the car. Okay, Barbara. God has put an angel in my life since I was a child. He's been protecting me since I know of age, 4 years old. He protected me that the gun couldn't kill me. He protected me that the tree didn't blow up my car and kill me. He protected me that the tractor and trailer didn't blow up my car and I'm dead. Yes, I got some bruises. I have some aches. I have some pain. But I'm still here confessing that God is who he say he is. I didn't know how I was going to make it without Mr. Crowd. Things started breaking down. I started crying. But my God has sent me a yard man cheaper than you wouldn't believe it and does great work. God has sent me a person that shops for me and shows me what the value of things and how to get things without me even knowing this stranger. He'll say, Miss Crowd, I know you ordered this, but I thought this was better. Thank you so much. He sent me people, even though my children don't come around unless I give them some money. But he sent me someone that would come in and say, hey, where this go? Where this go? And put my groceries away and say, hey, let me know when you go need some more groceries, and here's my number. I'll look out for you out there and bring in and go your shopping. He knows what I like, and he don't just bring me anything. I mean, my food is so fresh. But I can't say I got him. God sent him to me. Everything I have, God has given to me. And it's more than a little bit. He's given me a friend. What a friend indeed she is. She's a blessing. And there's sometimes I call and say, Bob, I'm depressed today. I don't know what's wrong. I'm going through it. She'll take the time out and whoever she's talking to, and she'll come back and pray that depression off of me. So I call her first thing in the morning. It may be 5 o'clock. Hey, Barbara, you up? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Barbara. But she'll wake right up, and she'll pray the depression. She'll pray the pain off of me. Come and follow Jesus. So as long as she's doing Jesus' work, Barbara Jean, you won't be taking me to Miss Tillis. But I'll surely follow you with Jesus. I thank you. Thank you for being a friend to me. Good morning, everybody. I'm not the roll caller. Good morning, Brother Louis, for keeping Barbara and giving her what she needs. Brother Frank, Anthony, Sister Sion, Sister Rita, And if there's anybody name I missed, which is quite a few, but I love Sister Rita. I love Sister Sion because I was calling her Eon. Who does that? I love all of you. You all have become great friends with the Dot with her morning prayers out there. I don't know all of you names because I'm not, I don't know my children's name. But I know all of you all are blessing the Sister Barbara, which makes her a blessing to me. So I thank each and every one of you coming in on Jesus in the morning. If I don't call your name, it's in my mind. It just won't come out my mouth. But I love each and every one of you. As Brother Frank says, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So everybody go out, have a great time, and please keep safe. Bye.
All right, Sister Jim, God bless you this morning. Go ahead, go ahead.
I was letting you know I'm going, Barbara.
Okay. All right, then. Listen, I want to ask y'all to Manika in prayer this morning. Her blood was real low, and the blood count was 4. And I was on the phone with her when the doctor come in to, you know, to talk to her and everything. She had twisted her ankle, hopping, ankle swole, and we had to kind of force her to go and see the doctor. So when she went, it was going to give her blood transfusion, and her blood count was 4. And so with me on the phone, they told her, usually when it gets to 5, you have a heart attack and die. And honey, she went to praising God right then because she knew it to be the truth. And God kept her. God kept her. And he sent her Saturday on over there because she was going to wait. She was going to keep waiting. And another friend of ours, we kept encouraging her to go. So she finally went. And that's what she found out. But she's in the hospital today, and we're praying that the Lord will send her home soon, and that she'll have more energy and be better and take better care of herself. Because sometimes we get this and that going on, we ripping and running and this and that, and it's just too much. And we're not going to get the things we need to get done for our bodies. If we don't take care of us, we won't be able to keep going. Yeah. So I thank God that, you know, he blessed me. He blessed me. And I'm able to bless others. Yeah. And I can't tell everybody everything go on and all of this, but a lot goes on. And the Lord will use me to be a blessing. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that. And thank him that I'm available. And some days the devil tell me, you tired. Why don't you say this? Why don't I can't do that? Because greater is calling for me. It's just like he told them about the donkey. Tell them I got need. So that's what I have to tell the devil. God got need of me. And I'm going to obey him at any cost. Brother Lewis say, hey, Sister Jerry. Yeah. And so we are right this morning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to order something today, some phone chargers, and get that done. Hallelujah. I want to do the book Revelations, and I'd like to have some folk to come with me, and I'll be giving out instructions when we'll do it, and I want you to look at it, the first chapter, so that we can discuss it. And I'm not doing all the talking. Yeah, but then we'll discuss the first chapter of Revelations, and then we'll go to the second and third and finish the book. Yeah. All right. 474. Good morning. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good
How
morning,
are you doing?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually calling in to give a praise report. So a couple of weeks ago, I know my wife had asked that you guys pray for a friend of ours, Paul. He called me last Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, he called me. And he was in near tears. But he told me, he said, I just need to talk to you. So backstory on this, Paul has been, was actually my assistant while I was working. And he was my ride or die. And always told me he never believed in God. I didn't make a big deal of it. You know, I just lived my life and, you know, never stopped talking about God around him or anything. Fast forward, when he told me that he was having a kidney failure, he needed to have a kidney transplant and a liver transplant. And, you know, they had given him 2 years to live, and this was like, I mean, it's been over 2 years that the doctor had given him, 2 years to live. In any case, we had been talking, and I'd always, you know, just like tell him, and I'll pray for him, and you know, ask God to surround him and his family. He went to New Orleans on September 27th. For work. And while he was there, he called me and told me, he said, I just feel the need to read the Bible every day that I'm here. And I just said, praise the Lord. I said, you do what you do. I didn't interject anything. He called me on Thursday, the last Thursday, and he said, I just want to let you know, I went to the doctor yesterday, which was the Wednesday, and he said that went from 33 to 7. And he said, and the doctor told me, at this point, I don't need a transplant, neither a liver nor a kidney. And he said, and they told me that I can live for the next 20 years like this if I keep doing what I'm doing. And he said, and the doctor asked him, what have you changed? What have changed? And he said, he just looked at her and told her, he said, I don't believe in this white God with the long hair that you see on pictures. But he said, there is a God that heals. There is a God that protects. And I mean, this is coming from someone who years ago told me he didn't believe in God. And he was just telling me, and sorry, I'm getting all choked up.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you. Thank you.
But he told me, said, I do believe that there is a God.
Yes.
And he said, thank you for your walk, and thank you for never beating me over the head with a Bible. You just showed me, you just prayed for me, and you just demonstrated that through faith, all things are possible.
Yes.
And he said, I know I have a purpose here, and I'm going to live to fulfill the purpose that God wants me to fulfill.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to tell somebody out there, if you have someone that you've been praying for and you've been hanging on to God for, keep doing it. Keep praying for them, because it's not over. And I just want to thank God, publicly thank God for healing this young man and for bringing him into his presence.
Hallelujah.
Because he was determined. He used to drink a lot he has not had a drink in 6 months. Mm. Also. So there's not a subtle change that's taking place in his life. It's a complete change that's taking place in his life.
Hallelujah.
But I just wanted to give you that praise report.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The kidney and a liver transplant. Oh, that was something serious right there. For me, that was more serious than a heart attack and a train wreck at the same time. And God turned it all around, healed his body. Hallelujah.
Yep.
To a place where he don't need all of that. And he stopped drinking. Now he believes.
Yep.
That's the greatest part. He believes. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he says, Pastor David, that he have a purpose for his own life.
Yep.
He knows God have a purpose. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
He said that.
Yeah. And this is what happens when your candle is on the hill and you keeping it shining bright. They will see that the way to Jesus through your discernment. Hallelujah. In other words, God used you. God used you to lead the way, light the way to him. Hallelujah. What a great testimony. Woo-hoo-hoo. That thing touched me real good. Yeah, Lord.
Uh-huh.
I was crying for David crying. yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give him the glory, the honor, and the praise today because there's none like him. And he loves us all. Love us all. Yes, he does. And we are so thankful. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Abner, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Yes, how the favor. Good morning, Mr. Barbara. First of all, I want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind. You know, for letting me see another day never seen before. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for who he is in me, what's going in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And I just thank God for God being who he is and dying on the cross for me and everyone else. And I just give God all the honor, glory, and the praise. I just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just praise your name, Father God. I glorify your name. Thank you, because you just... just doing some good things in our lives, drawing out the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let this flesh die that you may increase in me. And
So everything that's in me, you know, take it out. That's not of you. You know, I don't want anything in my body that was a foul. You, Father God, where you can't dwell in me, I ask you to remove it out of the head of the bush. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He just, whoo, glory, hallelujah. He just doing nothing. I shut up. Okay, shit. And I just thank for the, I thank God for, no, I just thank God for everything you're doing. Thank God for the testimonies. I thank God for God drawing it, the young man. You know, they didn't believe, you know, God will make a way out of nowhere. He will use us, you know, if we'll be obedient to his will. And we just got to surrender. We just got to give it all to him. And, you know, I just thank God. I glorify his name. And I thank him for what he's doing in this season. And, you know, he's showing me some things. And now I'm just walking in it, Miss Barbara. You know, I fall, but I'm going to get right back up. You know, I can't let go, can't give up. I got to stay focused. You know? And I just thank God. Thank God for this show. Thank God for everybody that's tuning in this morning. I ask God to bless y'all, open up doors, pull y'all out of blessing. Y'all not have room enough to receive. I shut up, okay, y'all. Just ask for overflow for everybody. In Jesus' mighty name, near area of y'all lives, a greater anointing and overflow in y'all lives. I said, yes, Lord, we just thank you right now. We glorify your name. Shut up, good morning to everybody. Try to get these names out, Lord, glory, hallelujah, thank you. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara, good morning to you. Thank you, Lord, yes, Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Shut up, hey, shit, they both shout out that much.
Good morning to you again, Brother Lloyd, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry. He was with us earlier. I'm sure he had to go to work. And Brother E. Hamilton, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, Brother Marquez Griffin. God bless you this morning, brothers. And I seek the blessing of Almighty God in your life today, that even coming into this holiday season, that God would bless us all and that he would bless us with the good news of him and share the reason for Christmas, the reason for the holiday. And get some Christmas cards, and you got to put no money in it, and just give the cards out. Write a scripture in there and give them out, because you never can tell who God would draw. Yeah, because we lift him up. And if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. But we got to lift him up. Hallelujah. And Brother Anthony, Brother Louis, good morning. Hey, Brother Anthony.
Good morning, yeah. Brother Louis. Good morning. Yeah.
So we thank for the day unto Almighty God. I tell y'all, I love you right here. I love this day of you, because I believe we are the people of God. And we love one another. I can remember that time when a brother came in and he got all fasted with Brother Jermaine. Baby, that reader and your sisters, they went happy. They was not having that. Oh, no, he's not going to talk to Brother Jermaine crazy. Brother Jermaine crazy, to him crazy. Oh, yeah, they was not having that day, brother. And so we thank God, and we thank God for the prayers that we pray for one another, because we may not see each other every day or talk to each other every day. But guess what? God is yet for us, and we yet remember each other, and we pray for one another. And see, God hears and answers because of this. We're not selfish. We're not just on our own. Lord, bless my family. Fill my refrigerator up. Get my gas, my car gas. I bless my family. No, we praying for others. Yeah. Sister Cantaloupe, she's a Christian comedian. That woman had me laughing so hard, I could not believe it. And a lady called her for prayer. She praying for her and her family. And said, when you get through doing all that for me and my family, do something for her. Oh, I screamed. I screamed. It just tickled me too good. But we thank God that he's on our side today, in spite of us. And he looks beyond fault and yet meet needs. And if he be for us, which he is today, he's more than the whole world against us. We just got to keep on keeping on in him. Because that good thing he began to do in us, he will continue. He won't stop. Yeah, Apostle Paul said he was striving for perfection, and that's what we're doing. We're striving, and God is helping us with the strive. Yeah, and Apostle Paul also said he was going to show us a mystery, that we all should be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. We're going to go from this harbor to that new and improved one. Hallelujah. I don't even need a body no more. My spirit lives. Because my spirit is in him and he's in me, and we are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else this morning? Morning. I guess something you want to say, good morning, or God bless you, thank you, Jesus, or whatever. I see you down there, Brother Jermaine. I see you. Hallelujah. All right, I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Sister Barbara. I was gonna leave it alone, but I thought, well, let me get my good morning in. I hope you and everybody else had a happy Thanksgiving, especially this time of year. But God worked it all out. We had a nice Thanksgiving. But I'm more thankful for I'm actually thankful for the pandemic, because it made me realize what's important. And one of the things that's actually important to me is Jesus in the Morning radio show. It's on my chairs. I love to hear the testimonies. I love to hear the people that come on and pray. And I'm most thankful that everybody, starting with yourself, is consistent. That shows me it's authentic. And there's something special going on here. So just leave that right there. And I know we getting towards the end of the show, but I appreciate you. I appreciate the whole Jesus in the Morning family. God bless you.
Thank God for you too, Brian. And I know I probably spelled that wrong, Sion, but it'll be all right. You know what I'm talking about. But we thank God for you. Thank God for the time you get to come in and not everything, because we're family over here. And we are together, and we pray for one another, and we want the best for each other. And it's already all right today, in Jesus' name. And Brother Lewis say, hey, Brother Jermaine. And we just thank God. We just thank God. And we're moving on up the King's Highway. And this season for Christmas, I'm praying that the Lord would bless us all with the best Christmas. You know, our family members get what they wanted. We're able to give to others, even strangers. We're able to be a blessing unto them and let many know while we celebrate Christmas. We set it as a time of year to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And because of that birth, we are here today. And I had a daughter to tell me it's a pagan holiday. I almost lost it. Girl, you wasn't brought up listening to somebody else. So I just simply told her, I said, be careful with that. I've been there and tried that, and I got in trouble. Yeah, because I had said this morning, I'm not studying Christmas. I'm not doing nothing for Christmas. It's just one day. That's what I said. And God sent the prophet. That man ain't know nothing about me and never saw me a day in his life. And he said, God told me to tell you, be careful what you say about Christmas. Be real careful. Ooh-wee, I said, give me. And from that day to this one, I never pulled out about Christmas. And you can't tell me about Christmas. Yeah, it's a day set aside to celebrate your son's birth, and I'm going to celebrate it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a giver. When he came giving, and I'm giving too for Christmas. Hallelujah. So we just thank God, and we're walking on up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's straight and narrow. Okay. Brother Lewis, they check out the Kirk Cameron movie, Saving Christmas. It's free on Roku. R-O-K-U. It's free over there. Saving Christmas is the Kirk Cameron movie. Let me write that down, Brother Lewis. I might check that out this afternoon. Yeah, Kirk Cameron. Yeah, I like a good movie because that's why TV don't have nothing for me no more. I can't do TV because it's too raunchy. Yeah, it's dirty. And I don't want to say all that filth. I just can't take it. At one time, TV... they tried to do what was right, although they ain't never do what was right, but they tried to keep it, you know, to a minimum. But now it's wide open, and I don't want to see it. And I was trying to start a movie with Halle Berry about this boy, I think it's called Bruised, and she's a fighter. And I was going to watch it, you know, to see what, and I saw what it really was. I said, oh, no, that's not your kind of movie. Number one, it was too bloody and violent. And homosexual, no, Bobby, you're doing what you want to look at. So I went turned it off quickly and found me something else about Christmas and something, you know, good for my spirit. Because we have to be careful what we look at, what we listen to. You have to be careful. Yeah. But some things have demons in them. And they waiting for you to turn it on so that can enter you. So we watch, guard our hearts. Yeah, watch what we see and what we hear. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So a faith can come by hearing some trash as well. Yeah, when you know anything, you're agreeing with the foolishness. And we're not those kind of people. We want to be careful. Hallelujah. What we put in us, what we speak, what we hear again. Yes. Hallelujah. Keep it straight. Keep it straight. And that way we can walk in the spirit. We can keep our mind on God who will keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah. And we're thankful unto him. So listen, is there anyone else? Anyone else? We have time. We have time this morning. If not, I will pray us out and we'll go to our ended song of the morning. All right. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning, and we give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Thank you for the testimony, Father. Oh, you're almighty God who have all power. And Father, we know there's nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you for your work. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We thank you that you know us. You know the very intent of our hearts, and we were made for your pleasure. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Father, we need you to meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, many of us, we need money, things. And Lord, we ask that you would open the door for us. And Lord, you raise up the budget beyond what we need to supply for every bill and every desire. That God, we want to buy gifts for others, or we may just want to shop for ourselves. You would do it for us. Your word said we have not because we ask not. And Father, we're not asking amiss, but we are asking according to your will. But we know that you are able, and we believe you're willing to do it for us. We ask it today in Jesus' name. Bless our family. Bless our people, oh God. Move by your spirit for them today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Use us as vessels unto you to work in the midst of our wildest day. But Lord, we want to lift you up so that you can draw others unto you. Help us to keep our candle lit so that others can see the light way to you. We ask it today in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between while we're absent one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, November the 29th, 2021, in Jesus' name. Look like I see Brother Frank down there. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning. God bless. Yeah, I see his number down there. I pray I didn't miss nobody this morning. Saying good morning to Pastor David. Yeah, I don't think I missed anyone. So listen, we're going to go out with this one this morning, if I can find it right quick. I love that John P. Key, and I believe. All right, let's go with this one.
Look, Durham, I don't have an old church here, and I don't have a tambourine even. I don't have an old building, so I had to bring it along with me. Jake, start rolling now. I'll have my mansion now. Can I do it again, Dad? I want to do it again, Dad. One more time.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Brother Frank hand lifted. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. I just wanted to say God bless you. Pray that you had a great Thanksgiving and everything. And to everyone, each and everyone on the line this morning, got on a little late, but I thank God that I was able to get on. Be blessed. And I pray that I meet you again in the morning on time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Bless you, Brother Frank. Thank God for
God
the little short that you did get in this morning. We thank God for it. And we'll be looking for you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Amen. And God bless you. And I will be getting in touch. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You and too now. Be blessed. Amen.
All right, you too. I'm going to finish this one out.
Okay.
Look, Durham, I don't have an old church here, and I don't have a tambourine even. I don't have an old building, so I had to bring it along with me. Jake, start rolling now. I'll have my mansion now. Give me all I need. Oh.
Tonight. Well, you got to prophesy, declare it, say this,